And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. And as we start this program, a reminder, and start this week, that the Bob and Ray calendar, all those of you who have it, today is March 1st on your calendar.
Ray, it goes bad as of today. Calendar's been good up to this point.
It was good up through yesterday, but today it's no good.
And we're going to do some things that we won't do for another 4 years today, this being the 29th of February.
Well, one of those things is locking up the old doors here, which we do on the 29th of February every 4 years. So you listen today. You won't hear it again on a day other than Friday for another 4 years.
All right.
How about that?
No, I think, first of all...
Well, don't forget my big leap year party I'm having tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure to be over. Going to have a lot of the girls, you know, those ladies that I danced with.
The dance group, yes.
Of course, we've disbanded, but we're still keeping up socially.
Well, I think it was for the best that you disbanded, but it's good you can keep together and meet each other now and then. Is Charles the poet here?
Yes,
he is.
All
right. I wonder if we can have his music playing. Now, round the corner and up your street comes your friendly poet-philosopher, Charles, to reach once again into his tattered, dusty manuscript, to bring forth a poem or a story or a loving reminiscence of yesterday. Here, then, is Charles.
Hello. Can you ever forget that night when the stars lit the skies and we promised eternal love? Oh, to me it is but yesterday when we strolled neath the sky. To me it was but yesterday when we strolled neath the sky.
And I promised you.
Please, Charles, continue.
Can you ever forget that night when I promised you that I would reach into the sky and take from it a handful of stars? And...
Someone get the bird out of here, please. Charles, can you continue?
No. I'm sorry.
Well, then, it's time to say goodbye to your friendly poet-philosopher once again. Until next time, he comes down the street and around your corner. Charles says,
so long now.
Do we have a fanfare for our new client that's joining us today?
Do we have a fanfare for...
A fanfare.
Oh, dry up. Play it, will you? Please, sir.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of real corn chips.
Well, that's very nice. Very good.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
So, you know, everybody likes to munch while they talk or listen at parties. You know, there's nothing that makes such good munching as Frito's corn chips.
Yeah, that's right. We have a big bowl of them here on the Bob and Ray table, too, for the audience today.
Really good regular-style Fritos for munching. You know, they have a new king-size-style Fritos. You know that? That are specially made for dips. You know, you reach in and take a tablespoonful almost. What's this? Oh, I thought something was going on in the back there. You'll know by the speed with which your guests empty the bowl that you've made a big hit with Fritos.
Yes, Fritos have a flavor no other kind of chip can match. Christmas,
oh,
it makes
delicious.
Really satisfying munching.
Mm.
You know, Fritos are nutritious as they are delicious. Good for children, too, with meals or in between. So make Fritos a regular part of your shopping list. Let the whole family munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips. It's not polite to smack your lips, but you can't help it with Fritos corn chips. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips.
F-R-I.
All right, sir, wait a minute, please. I took the audience microphone. And,
you Bob or Bob Substitute?
No, I'm Bob today.
How do you do?
That was Victor Bruce.
Pleasure to meet you.
Sir, I wonder if you'd like to play our little game of spelling. We frequently like to give out prizes and see how good people are at spelling. And our word today, in honor of the fact that Fritos are with us, is, strangely enough, Fritos. Would you like to take a whack at spelling?
You know my name?
Yes.
Johnny Dollar.
All right, John, if you just spell it right into this microphone, please.
Fritos, F-R-I-T-O-M.
No, sir. Your first try was wrong. As you know, by the rules, you have three chances. Would you like to try again?
Capital F-R-I-T-O-M.
No, that's two down and one to go.
Is it near the beginning or near the end?
No, it's near the end. You're almost.
Capital F-R-I-T-O...
Yes.
L.
No, I'm sorry, but as you know by the rules, you have three chances, three times to spell it. Now, you've gone through the first group of three. You want to start again.
No, I quit.
You don't want to go to round two.
Can I have some of those?
You can have
some.
I'll spell it for you. F-R-I-T-O-W.
I'm very good at it either.
S. Thank you,
audience. Oh, wonderfully, wonderfully augmented audience. One of the best augmented audiences we've had. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Would you help me with this door? The elevator over here has been stuck.
I noticed that when we came up today, yeah.
It's been stuck on this floor, which is the fifth, for those of you who are not familiar with the building, or for those of you who are familiar with the building. It's been stuck here on the fifth floor for, well, about 6 hours. So will you help me open it?
Yeah.
Well,
all right, yeah. Well, don't that make your flesh crawl?
It sure does, Andy. It sure does.
Boy, I don't know who those people are in there. They may be in there for 6 hours.
They'll be in there all night as far as I'm concerned. Some note, too.
What note is that?
But
the one you're handing me there?
No, the note the fella hit in.
Oh, yeah.
What's next on tonight's feature?
I lost my lineup sheet just before we took to the air. I was going to hold up the show, as a matter of fact.
Well, I wanted to remind you again to be sure and come to my Valentine's
party. You did remind us. I checked that off on the list.
Do you know where it is?
I think we have the address in the office, don't we?
All right.
Are you going to run for Congress again this year like you did last? That's a question a great many people ask me.
I think it was 2 years ago when I ran.
It was 2 years ago, yeah.
Well, I don't know whether to bother or not, really. I think that I'm getting a little too old for the Washington Whirligig.
Well, it's quite an honor to be a congressman.
Not all honors. A lot of work.
Well, there's a lot of work in anything that turns out good, as witness this program.
Maybe presidents. Run for.
Well, we...
But then again, I don't know as I'd ever elect a lady president.
No, I have my doubts, at least in our lifetime.
Yes.
Well, you have no other plans, then?
No, but I want you to come over to my leap year party. Did I remind you of it?
I think you mentioned it before, yeah.
You know, Mary, I want to speak to you about that. You keep repeating yourself a lot, you know.
I thought the phone was going to ring in. What did you say?
Well, who came in?
Nobody.
Mr. Hayes again.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'll just want to stand in the back of the studio and watch you
okay.
work.
Okay, I recognize you this time, sir.
The reason I'm in here, somebody's been scratching their initials on the table, on the microphones, and on the back of the chairs.
I don't know how that could be unless it's one of our guests signing in.
It's about,
Are all the guests' initials, B.E. and R.G.?
Well, no. B.E. happens to be me, Bob Elliam, and R.G. is,
Ralph Graham, a good friend of mine.
Ralph Graham, yes.
Mr. Hayes.
So I don't think it's, could be us. We'll watch it, though.
Yes, well, I won't try to be in your way.
You won't bother us a bit, sir. We always like to have folks friendly to the cause.
Stanley, you're going to throw a pall on the program. I mean, you're going to bug us a little.
Well, we can't feel as free, you see, with the president standing there.
Right, it makes you feel kind of spooky, you know, trying to do a show.
Well, see, I see you jumping right now because probably the phone ringing is bothering you. Is that right, sir?
Nothing irritates me more than to hear on a radio program a phone going unanswered.
Well, we've discovered after years of experience that it is great for building suspense.
It drives me crazy. Please answer.
You don't know who will be on the other end. You don't know whether it'll be good news or bad.
Please answer it.
All right, will you answer?
Hello.
Hello, Ray. Kent Lyle Birdley here.
I had forgotten all about...
Ray, I haven't talked to you since last week. How's everything going for you boys?
Hold on just a second, Kent. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. One guess.
Ole Olehi?
No. Kent Lyle Birdley.
Who?
Kent Lyle Birdley, the old-time announcer.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
The fellow he had on the show here a couple of weeks ago?
You gave him $20, I remember.
Yeah, and he was... He was up here. I remember we gave him the $20 and all.
Yeah, where's he calling from now? He's in San Francisco.
I don't know. I didn't give him a chance to tell us anyway.
Uh-huh.
Well, what else we got? Another spot, I believe, aren't we?
I think we do, yes. I think we have a very important one concerning one of today's problems, and who's better able to handle that than you, Ralph Graham.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob. You know, even if you've had embarrassing dandruff for years... you can get rid of it now in 3 minutes. I wish Mr. Hayes would leave, really. It bugs me just
a bit. Oh, don't pay any attention. It's all right.
That's all it takes with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo.
No, he's a professional, sir.
Yes, unsightly dandruff's gone in 3 minutes with Fitch.
Years and years he's been at it.
Quick, yeah, really, 1939 I started.
I'll take care of him. Just go ahead.
Quickest, easiest of all leading shampoos.
$17 a week in those days.
15.
15
cents taken out. Take home pay $14.85, sir. Put that in your pipe.
Stick to the commercial. I'll handle mine.
And what's more, using Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep embarrassing dandruff away. Just apply in the unique Fitch manner. Before you wet hair, rub in 1 minute, and this way Fitch shampoo penetrates right down to the scalp.
He knows we have
next,
1 minute.
Next, add water, lather 1 minute to wash every trace of dandruff out of your hair. Then rinse 1 minute, and all that loosened dandruff goes down the drain.
Mr. Hayes, we will
in
be off the air on time.
In 3 minutes Fitch, one rubbing, one lathering, one rinsing, dandruff's gone. At the same time, gentle Fitch can leave your hair up to 35% brighter. So get rid of dandruff problems forever. Brighten hair, too. Use Fitch regularly. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today. Only 59 cents.
Time now, as promised, for the locking the door ceremony. Once in every 4 years, the 29th of February, we do present this feature. So down to the front hall, please, for the familiar sound. It. The network is closed for another day and for another 4 years.
And we'll have something else to say in just 10 seconds.
Well, here's that something else we have to say.
So long, dear friends. We'll see you all tomorrow. Until then, Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Bob and Ray are heard frequently on the CBS Radio Network. KCBS AM-FM San Francisco. AM-FM San Francisco.